August 12, 2012 was a hot, dry day in Idaho's Clearwater County. Dory Mills was working the steep corner fire, a blaze that had ripped through private timberland outside of Orofino. Mills says the accident happened right around lunchtime.
The tree started crashing down. Everybody looked up and it took off running. The trees that were falling hit a couple more trees that fell and pretty much turned into a domino thing. There was no way of knowing where any trees were going to land.
Once the forest came to a standstill again, crews made their way through the mess to find someone pinned under a tree.
Yeah, I want to let you know that we've got a little problem out here on...
Forest Service radio traffic shows that initially the incident was called in as an injury, but Mills says it quickly became clear on the ground that the firefighter, Ann Vieseth, had been killed. Safety protocols have significantly reduced the number of firefighter fatalities, but the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, says many of those protocols were not followed at the Steep Corner fire. Inspectors found poor communication, a lack of planning for escape routes, helicopter bucket drops without warnings to the ground crew, crews working amid numerous hazard trees, and a clear potential for trees to domino. OSHA issued two citations for workplace safety violations to the Forest Service. Phil Salmon is a spokesman for the Forest Service's regional office in Missoula, Montana. He says the agency is still reviewing OSHA's findings, but managers take citations very seriously.
We're very concerned about doing everything we can to maximize safety for our firefighters.
OSHA didn't only find fault with the Forest Service, though. The fire Vieseth was fighting was managed by a private entity. The Clearwater Potlatch Timber Protective Association oversees a patchwork of state, federal, and private land where the Potlatch Timber Company owns the largest share. OSHA inspectors issued three citations to the nonprofit Timber Association and a $14,000 fine. We were not able to reach the organization for comment. Dick Mangan used to be a federal forester in eastern Oregon. He now runs a wildfire consulting firm in Montana. Mangan says there's another unofficial report that gives him pause. The day before Ann Vieseth died, a hotshot firefighting crew refused to work the fire because it was too dangerous.
Those are the folks who are getting down and dirty out there and recognize the immediate hazards. And when they say that this is not acceptable, that's a big red flag for me.
But Jory Mills doesn't see anyone to blame. He was there when Ann Vieseth died and helped pull the log off her body. Mills says Vieseth worked hard at a dangerous job and won the respect of other firefighters. He thinks of her often.
Anytime I hear a chainsaw, see trees falling, see a pretty girl who looks like her, there's a lot of things that remind you of her.
One detail the OSHA report did not pinpoint is which exact factors led to the death of Ann Vieseth. The Forest Service is conducting its own set of investigations and expects to release those findings soon. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.